you bring that, bring that stuff, bring that stuff up to mind? We're going to focus on the one verse explaining the use. And while we're hearing that, it's coming up, everybody explaining to the law. A lot of people here this morning, a lot of families here, a lot of places, and it's just impressive. I have everybody here this morning. It's a blessing to be here as a family, to worship on the law. And just want to pray as the Lord gives us all and grace. Our Lord, we say to Jesus Christ. I'm going to read something to you, one of the most place there in Hebrews chapter 3. Thank you. Story of an article that I went across on Facebook as I went through that and worked into it with the office and sometimes messages and various things that he sent my way. I found this article and I thought, you know, I'm going to share this with the family. It's titled, you might have read this already, but it's titled, When Someone Saw the Lord of the Story. It was written by my mother, I don't know how long it was written a year or so ago. Just listen to this story. I was tired of working, frustrated, and ready to just go home. John was pushing for a younger car just as fast as he could to leave the store and go to the outlet and not the nurse. We were frantically trying. Thank you. I stared at her stunned. Hadn't she seen what a disaster we were to soar? Didn't she see that we were barely able to keep it together? Didn't she see what I felt about all my failings as a mom? As she handed me the flowers, I managed to jump on my head, trying to express the distance.
The Hebrew writer writes these words in verse 13.
Center. It's a classroom, a coffee, a bank. Don't get any ideas, children. Free of charge, all right now. No class every month, but it's a good thing to go to. Tides after some of you are beautiful in God. It's a special thing that somebody is taking from the world and making various problems for the world, and a loving family comes together and they adopt and they nurture that child and they give them a good life. So I look at this together.
This is a very sad time, some of these things.
things that these children go through and live out. And you can understand the difficulty of the families when you bring these children to them. And the rebellious things rely on the strength of God. You can understand why the heavenly heart is the spirit servant. Because of the horrendous abuse that you and I do not even consider a good one. That some of these men and these kids are going to eventually learn to survive. Let's be all that learn to survive. From our own backgrounds and our own abuses. And our own children. We learn to survive. So they need to understand the patience of love. They need a family who knows there is more to this story than this woman's life here. They burn down their life. There's more to it. I was at this church for a little bit so long, I saw a sign of the way to describe my attention. It summed it up pretty well about the atmosphere of that love family and of us as a church. It said the church is able to send their love this morning.
It'll always be the same thing for support and understanding.
motion, then it doesn't be in your hearts to reward it in the context of unbelief. Notice what the Spirit is saying. That's how we promote and nurture in our ability. Learning to match how the action responds to one another to the person's age. Learning to match how the action responds to you based on your age that can be physically right. You don't expect from a 16-year-old Christian what to do from a 30-year-old. So it could be me, but also spiritually speaking. Some of you come to part of the body of your body and depending on the body, you don't expect from that person. The same thing you can expect from our bodies. It's not the same. That's your natural response to the person they part of what you said, listen to this. Never hear this what you said, which you are living in traumatic years. It may be developed then before you are going to be a 15-year-old person is maybe only age 7 and age 10 socially. When stressed, the youth may behave as a much younger child, and that is the level at which his parents must relate to him, their guides each his course. He may be 8, 16, 17, 18, but he was then as far. And what they're saying is when they come into your homes, you have to learn to match your age, your emotional age. It doesn't make a difference. You know, sometimes I respect the younger people here. You know, sometimes all the younger people here for 5 to 5 and we'll be asking so you step up. But all the time, be careful. And look at myself in the way of the master of the all that can be to do one another and the spirit to step up. Because when something comes to the congregation, they do not need to do it. And so we have to learn this. So we're going to have to relate to one another. We're going to have to better understand each other in our lives to be a support team. Number three, this is a very important thing to say about our world today. Connect more than you connect. To be support team members, in the Christ. Not only when it's in that right way, but we need to do that sometimes. We want to correct the person when we really need to connect. For that trust and ability to teach and help the world as we connect more and more with one another in the body, in the family of God. Project 127 said this, the way to focus on punishment or consequences. Rather, cultivate an environment of safety, containment, and understanding. If you remain calm, listen to the child's verbal and nonverbal communication, and accept her emotions. The child may develop the trust to share her fears. Our rules be willing to take on and hold the pain and hurts of our child's trauma history. When we do this, we create the opportunity for connection, which increases correction. Then we'll talk about our lives. Remember the negative that they draw from us. Some of us are unhappy. Some of us have been very hurt. We're still, even though we're older than we should, we're still like little children inside sometimes. Traumatized. And so it's so important for us to learn to one another to try our best. And how can we do this? How can we develop this connecting and trust with each other? One way, as I talked about this week, is learning to find the confidence. I always loved it when people have invited me to do your experience. I think in times, again, as a vitamin, or birth of a vitamin, there are a few ladies here inviting for lunch, and you're not going to start out lunch. You know, it doesn't matter if I don't like what they say, and I don't even remember it, but I'm going because I want to be here. I want to be here. This is my thing. It's about learning one another, being able to develop trust. So when somebody invites you, you can't accept the invitation. Accept the invitation. I know there's a way to get qualifications in the kingdom. I know we have responsibility. These are things going on in life. But what do we can bless you? You know, you can invite me somewhere.
Who made the world?
Number two, natural connection is lost in each. Number